Radio Global Link.
Public urged to avoid greatest road amid ongoing construction works. Expert urges government to engage banks over delayed farmer payments. And U.S. launches strikes against Islamic State in Nigeria. Good afternoon. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Road Development Agency, RDA, has cautioned the public against using the greatest road at Kankumba Stream, about 87 kilometers from the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport roundabout, after the road was washed away by heavy rains. The greatest road was cut off following extreme rainfall experienced on the night of December 24 and morning of December 25, 2025, which damaged critical sections of Rufunsa District, disrupting transportation link between Lusaka and the Eastern Province. RDA Chief Communication and Corporate Affairs Manager Anthony Muloa said the incident led to the loss of approximately 5 meters of the road embankment due to the failure of an AMCO steel culvert. Upon receiving reports of the incident, RDA engineers were immediately dispatched to assess the situation, and the affected section has been closed to all traffic, secured with appropriate warning signage and safety barricades, and declared unsafe for crossing by both motorists and pedestrians, said Mr. Muloa in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Muloa further stated that to restore connectivity and ensure continued traffic movement, the RDA will install an acro bridge over the washed away section to provide a temporary but safe crossing. In addition, a temporary 1.5-kilometer detour will be established to facilitate traffic flow during the bridge installation works. He has advised all road users to strictly follow traffic instructions and diversion signage that will be placed along the affected routes. A Lusaka-based psychologist, Happy Zulu, has appealed to parents and guardians to stand close to learners who did not pass their grade 7 and grade 9 examinations, urging compassion, guidance and encouragement during what can be a difficult period. Mr. Zulu has emphasized that learners who did not perform well still have room to improve and succeed in the future. Speaking on Christian Voice Chatback program today, Mr. Zulu said failing an exam should not be treated as the end of the road, stating that many successful people failed at some point in their lives and later went on to achieve greater things. What matters most is the support learners receive afterward, said Mr. Zulu. Mr. Zulu has encouraged families to focus on identifying challenges, creating supportive study plans and helping children rebuild confidence rather than dwelling on disappointment. He has also called on the public to refrain from mocking or shaming learners, particularly on social media platforms, as this can further tear them down. Poor performance in exams does not define a child's intelligence or potential. Not doing well is not a permanent state, said Mr. Zulu. He further encouraged families to take any signs of distress seriously, offering reassurance and seeking professional help when needed.
Those who are close to them, you could be a sibling, you could be a friend, you could be a parent, you could be a teacher. It's important that we try to be close with these people, okay, and support them through this process. And most importantly, put out to them that, look, failing is normal. Many people have failed but succeeded after, you know. And you may not necessarily succeed in academia, you may succeed in another area. It could be sport. It could be any other thing. So please, let's try to be close with these people and not just supporting them to say...
Agriculture expert Oliver Bulaya has called on government through the Ministry of Agriculture to actively engage the banking sector to ensure farmers receive their outstanding payments. His remarks follow a statement by Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Motwa, who attributed delays in paying farmers that supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to banking procedures, dismissing claims that the Newton administration lacks funds to settle the payments. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Bulaya said that while banking processes may be contributing to the delays, government should not remain passive, but instead to follow up the banks to identify and resolve the bottlenecks, noting that farmers urgently need to be paid. Dr. Bulaya expressed concern that some farmers are still waiting for payment, despite delivering maize to the FRA, arguing that banks are generally efficient and reliable when provided with adequate information and resources. There is need for government to follow up with the bank and confirm where the problem attributing to the delays is arising from, said Dr. Bulaya. Dr. Bulaya has, however, urged the banking sector to confirm the statement issued by chief government spokesperson to come up with a solution.
With that statement the minister made, it is very important that the Minister of Agriculture concerned with this issue should follow up with the banks to confirm where are the problems coming from in terms of the delays attributed to farmers' failure to be paid. And we need to know what is triggering this delay. What are the problems that the banks are facing in this case? Is it that the money given to them is inadequate, or is it that the details paid, given to them for the farmers to be paid is inadequate? So all this is the information that we need to hear. Like we've mentioned all the time, it is very important to give adequate information, especially to the farmers who are being delayed.
And now we join Chela Silwamba on Money Market.
It is a good afternoon to listen to the Omoan radio station. Our Boxing Day updating on the business side, turning to the inflation rate, which went up to 11.2 month of December. TBU's results are out, went in on a Wednesday. Government looking for 2.2 billion kwacha. I'm afraid they just picked up 1.2 billion. And of course, undersubscribed by 1.35 billion kwacha. And on the stock market, I'm looking at CEC heading it way, taking our Lusaka Stock Exchange to 25690. And of course, 48974. That is Dow Jones. Bloomberg Live at 9870. That is the London Stock Exchange. Those two are live. And of course, I take you currency market where I'm looking at 1.17 euro, 134 pound, 0.66 Australian dollar, very strong. And another Chinese one, very strong, down to 7. Against the dollar, 89.8 for those going to India, 3.6, just in case you need Dubai, Qatar, name it, the Middle East, right? That's why the currency is 3.6 on an average. And these are the South Africa, 16.65, that's why the currency is a strong South African rand. And of course, our kwacha, sort of, it is strong. Standard Bank holds 22.7 from Wednesday to today, still on the same level. And of course, buying at 22.25, that's why it is. And of course, I'm looking at the bureaus there on the slating, the 22.50, 22.85. And on a commodity side, I'm looking at copper price staging 12,162.15786. That is nickel for you. And of course, cocoa lovers, that is 5,966. Only in West Africa, that is Petan International Market 10.76. That is soybeans for you. And 521.75. That is wheat 4,451. Rather, that is corn for you. Gold lovers 4,512 an ounce international market. And if you're driving, it's 562.28 Brent crude and 58.43. That is jet fuel for you. So all in all, as we sort of enter into a weekend, the trade's going to be ending probably next 2 hours or so forth. Kwacha holding on a 22.7 standing bank, just in case something happens. But all the banks are on 22.80, 22.75. And of course, in the selling side, enjoy your entire lunch. It is a bye-bye.
In African news, the U.S. has launched strikes against militants linked to the Islamic State group, IS, in northwestern Nigeria, where jihadists have long carried out an insurgency. Camps run by the group in Sokoto State, which lies on Nigeria's border with Niger, were hit, the U.S. said, adding that the initial assessment suggested multiply fatalities. U.S. President Donald Trump said the Christmas death strikes were powerful and deadly and labeled the group terrorist scum, saying it had been targeting and viciously killing primarily innocent Christians. Nigerian Foreign Minister Yusuf Maitama Taga told the BBC it was a joint operation and had nothing to do with a particular religion. Coming up shortly, Zelensky hails new ideas on peace after talks with U.S. envoys. This and more, stay tuned.
You cannot tell a person with HIV by looking. An HIV test is the only sure way to find out if a person has HIV. Go for an HIV test at the health center or hospital to know whether you have HIV or not. Protect yourself from HIV and AIDS by avoiding casual sex and sticking to one sexual partner, if married, who also sticks to you.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has given a positive assessment on a conversation he had with U.S. envoys on how to end the Russia-Ukraine war. Zelensky said Thursday's call with Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, which lasted nearly an hour, had yielded new ideas in terms of formats, meetings and timing on how to bring a real peace closer.